This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at Iris.xyz.
Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing podcast. You know, there are times in an advisor's life where a book comes across your desk and you say, oh my gosh, that is a game-changing book. And we could spend a little while, I could list a whole bunch of them, but the only one that I'm going to list today is because she happens to be the guest on our show. If you have not read the book, Keys to the Ladies Room, one, I have no idea how you haven't read it yet, because it was a hugely influential book on how to market, both men and women being able to market successfully to women. And it was written by Adri Miller Heckman. Now, she's the founder of Femex Advisor Programs and FemexAdvisor.com, where financial advisors focus on women's strengths and generate exponential growth. This is the expert of all experts, in my opinion, on how to successfully market to women. Adria, I'm sorry if that came across as me being a super huge fan, but I am. I'm super excited about you being on the show. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Now, you have created a process that's really a step-by-step process to help both female and male advisors transform their practice to really focus and help women in the way that women need to be helped. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, but I think it goes a lot further than that.
Ooh, that's even better. Go further.
So the model that I've created, right, the old school model of building a financial practice is based on prospecting, selling, and closing. And none of those words bring up positive experiences for women clients or women advisors. And so I started to look at, well, how would a woman build a business? What are the ways that women like to receive or experience financial advisors? And it's one and the same. And so instead of prospecting, it's about building relationships. Instead of selling, it's about inspiring people to consider other options. And instead of closing the deal, which women abhor, it's about motivating people to take action that's right for them. So that was kind of like the foundation of the whole model. Now, is it built around women's strengths? Absolutely. Do men love it too? Yes. And truly, while we promote it as the way to attract and retain more women clients, it is probably the most ideal business model for female financial advisors, but for men too. Men love to be on the receiving end of this process, and there are so many male advisors that are tired of the traditional model and love this business model as well. So I can't go to the industry and say, hey, I've got a new business training program for the new paradigm. Get rid of the old one. But I can go to the industry and say, this is the way to market to women. And it just works for everyone.
Adri, I would love it if you would get on stage at Barron's TD LPL and stand up in front of that whole group and say, as of right now, the old school boys club financial services model is going to be thrown out the window, and now we're going to start doing things the right way. So maybe I can help you set up for that. I'll try to make some calls.
I would love that, because I've written many blogs and said prospecting, selling, and closing is gone. It's gone.
So what's taking its place? Help unpack that for us a little bit, if you don't mind. I want to learn more.
Well, you know, it's funny, when I've done keynote presentations and I'm speaking to a room full of, let's say, 100, 150 female advisors. And when I say, I put up on the screen, I say, tell me about this word. What are the feelings that come up? And I put prospecting. They grumble. There are animal noises that come from the audience, right? But then I put on their relationship building. and they breathe a sigh. So how can we be good at something when we hate it? That's not possible. And so it's really interesting too, because what's happened, you know, I've always coached both male and female advisors, but what I'm finding is more and more female advisors are coming to me. And often when I get them on the phone and I share, you're not going to be prospecting, selling, and closing anymore. You're going to be building relationships, inspiring and motivating people. I cannot tell you how many high-powered, strong women start to cry. And it's not a cry of, I'm hurting. It's a cry of, finally, somebody gets me. Finally, somebody gets me. And so that's when I began to realize this whole paradigm shift. And what's interesting, if you go to any conferences about millennials, what the women want is also what the millennials want. So it's such a win, win, win. And unless we do incorporate a model that we really feel good about, we're going to be constantly chasing business instead of attracting business.
I think it's not just what women want and what millennials want. I think it's what real humans want. And
exactly.
I also think how you just explain what you're going to help them do is one of the reasons you're getting such a strong emotional response on top of the fact is, oh my God, finally somebody gets me. That's why they got into the business. They didn't get into the business to close people, to prospect. No, they got into the business to change people's lives, didn't they?
Absolutely. And so one of the very first components of our practice, of our growth program, is we help the financial advisors uncover their purpose, right? And I'll always say, you know, what is your purpose as a financial advisor? And they say, well, to help people. Okay, who? Well, to help women. Why? Why? And then they say, well, because they need help. Why? Why? And I dig down and I dig down and they get emotional, right? But when we can really help them peel that onion back and come up with, because my mother had to support herself and nobody ever gave her advice. And it angered me so much that I became a financial advisor. Or they'll say, because even I, a successful corporate executive, went through a horrible divorce and depended on my husband and I lost everything. And that's when I got into the financial industry and became a financial advisor. Now, you can hear in these conversations, when I hit on the mark, you can hear the energy in their voice, the passion in their voice. And what I've learned is that this industry was designed, it was built by men to help men attract men, and it worked, right? It's a great model for a man. But women are not men, and we do very little like men. And so what we as women are driven by a purpose. It's always about others. It's always about others, almost to a fault. And so what I learned was when I could help the advisor, primarily women advisors, uncover their purpose, it automatically defines what we call their tribal market. And their tribal market is not a target market. It's not divorced women. Women are a demographic group. That's not a market. Divorced women or women business owners, those are target markets. But it pushes us into the tribal market, which is really achieving women who do it all and, you know, really take full ownership and responsibility in their life. That's their tribal market. It's the kind of woman that they want to help desperately. Or it's most of my clients are loving, nurturing women who are Christian-based and want to make sure they're never a burden on their children. That's a tribal market. And when they can get to that purpose and that tribal market, that's when the magic starts. And a big component to that is that in my model, every advisor, I don't care if you're a man or a female advisor, male or female, brand new in the business or 30 years in the business, $1 million producer or barely making it, you need a story why you care about women. Because women are not going to trust us. But the minute you share your story, all the defenses go down. Mm-hmm. You make amazing connections. You're revealing something deep about yourself. And now the women know why you care. And that is probably the most powerful component to the whole model.
One of our strategic initiatives at Top Advisor Marketing in 2019 is to help women get their voice out into the marketplace. And when I came up with that strategic initiative, Adri, I don't know why that was so important to me, but something you just said triggered something that I'm going to take a moment to share. Now, I don't normally do this, so I might edit this out later, but one of the reasons why it's so important to me to help women get their voices out in the marketplace, to specifically help women even more, is my mother and my brother and I lived in a government housing when we were little kids. And I remember my mom actually sewed all of her business suits because she supported two kids by herself on $13,000 a year. And there was a penny that was above our door. And I remember walking over to it and looking at the penny. And my mom was sitting down after she worked a lot because she was trying to support us. And I said, "Mom, why is there a penny there?" And she said, "Because, honey, that means we're not totally broke." And until you just said that, I had no idea why this was so visceral, why it was so powerful and so important to me as the CEO of this company, and why I've been so passionate, Adri, about getting women like you on this show to help people help women. And I want to thank you for that. So that was, I don't usually get really, all choked up on my end.
You know, when I was married, I had three little kids, and I was in my first year of production, right? And I had been in the industry a long time as a registered sales assistant, left the industry for a little bit, came back, and I was asked to become a financial advisor because Smith Barney and Merrill Lynch were sued. Now, was I qualified? Hell yeah, I was qualified. But it really lit a fire because the courts mandated that 25% of all new hires had to be women for Merrill Lynch and Smith Barney. And I remember Smith Barney set their goal at 35%. So managers were desperate to hire women, which they still are today. So here I am. I've got these three little kids. I'm in the first year of production. I've got massive pressure on me. And I decided I'm doing this my way. The only thing that really matters is that I provide for these three children. And so instead of doing the old, "Hi, I'm a financial advisor at Smith Barney," which laid flat. So I would really focus on anybody I spoke to. I would say, you know, I focus on the women's market, or I manage wealth for women in Newport Beach. All I wanted them to say was, "What's that?" And then I would share, "Well, let me tell you why I focus on women." And I would share my story about my mom and dad and how we grew up a big family. And my dad was a district attorney, but he was really smart with investing. And to his credit, he continually wanted to get my mother more involved. The problem was when she did get involved, he made her feel stupid because she couldn't understand the concepts of yield and PE ratio. And this had a significant impact on me as a child because I knew my mother was totally capable. She just couldn't do it my dad's way. And so when I became a financial advisor, I became totally committed to making sure that every woman felt smart, that every woman learned how to become engaged, where it became a very positive experience and empowered her to make smart financial decisions on her own. And that story turned so many heads. So one, by using that story, I was consistently focused on what I was really intentionally trying to do and accomplish. Two, it didn't matter who I spoke to. It didn't matter their status in life. It didn't matter their gender. They were honestly intrigued with what I had to say. And I cannot tell you how many men I shared this with. And they immediately referred women to me that they cared about, right? So many financial advisors come to me and say, well, Adri, if I focus on women, won't I alienate the men? Yeah, you might alienate 5 to 10% who are jerks anyway, and you don't want to work with them, right? So you're going to alter focusing on, you're going to prevent yourself from focusing on what's really important to you because you might piss off 5 to 10% of the men out there who are jerks anyway. Really? And so what they learned was the more they focused on women, the more they shared their story, it created a whole new connection with clients. It created a whole new brand, a whole new image. And people were sharing, oh my God, I never knew this about you. That story touches so many factors in your marketing and in your focus and in your business building and in making connections. It is probably the most powerful number one tool you can use. And let me just share one more thing. Your story tells women why I care about you, and it's not just your money. And you will build trust 10 times faster with women, so fast and so quickly, because you're really sharing and revealing something about yourself.
Okay, Adri, I'm going to ask you a question here. It's going to be kind of a devil's advocate sort of question. But my advisors that I've worked with for many, many years, they always want to come across and they want to say, Matt, how do I communicate that my clients trust me in my marketing material? And I think you just kind of touched on that. But how do you help as a marketing expert? How do you help advisors portray that level of trust in their communication and their material, or don't you? Because that could be a loaded question. So help me with that.
No. So in the Femex advisor program, right, there are a couple key components. Once we uncover the purpose and we build your story, then we're able to create your compelling message. Now, the minute I say compelling message, people think, oh, elevator scripts, those don't work. That's not it at all. It's a four-piece message that is all about them. It's all about your ideal tribal market, not about the advisor. So the point is that when you can say your compelling message would be something like, most of my clients are smart, capable women who have spent their lives caring for others. But something has changed in their life, making their finances a huge priority, and the responsibility feels overwhelming and is causing them anxiety. And you know, these women don't want to just be told what to do. They want to be engaged in the process. They want to understand what's going on. So that piece right there is just the first component of the compelling message. And it causes people to not think about how brilliant you are as a financial advisor. It's about saying, oh my God, he really gets me. He really understands, or she really understands me. Then we go into another component of the issues, and it doesn't matter if these women come to me after a divorce or becoming a widow, or maybe they're just retiring or selling a business. They all share the same three concerns. Then we move on. Now, there's more to that. Then we create a process. Well, the financial advisor process has been the same darn process for the last 100 years, okay? It's so boring. There is nothing about it that intrigues people. So I help them repackage their process into these three Tiffany boxes. And it's as if somebody said, so Adri, what's your process? And instead of saying, well, we look at your goals and objectives, then we develop the plan, right? Boring, 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 boring. I pull out three beautiful Tiffany boxes. And on the lip of each box is a label. And it's taking everything they do, but simply repackaging it to be connecting to their tribal market. So if my tribal market, their fear is, am I going to lose my lifestyle? The first box is going to be, well, first we create your lifestyle wealth plan. All we're doing is going to be adding a lifestyle component to your process that you already do. And so all of these components, I even go so far as to help them really redefine their investment philosophy using three cliches. Because most financial advisors, it's important that people understand why you do what you do. And so what's more important to women than talking about the efficient frontier and asset allocation and diversification, okay, I tell financial advisors, you are not allowed to use those words. Now describe your philosophy. And so I teach them how to say, well, my philosophy towards investing your money can really be summed up in three cliches. I'd rather be the tortoise than the hare. And then you, in one sentence, you explain how that applies to what you do. People already get the concept. They got it. So how does this apply to marketing? Everything you do goes back to your compelling message and your story and your investment philosophy. I've had so many advisors who launch their message. We do a launch strategy. We email it out. It's the message on their website, and then they're even interviewed. They use the same pieces, the same pieces. It's not constantly recreating the wheel based on who you're talking to. That is branding. And what happens is, you know, there are two particular advisors, most out on the West Coast, who started this process. They were an independent wealth advisor firm. They went from Smith Barney. They went independent. They called me. And I said, focus on women. And it started small. And then they started hosting a radio program for women. And they coined themselves Savvy Up. Then they see this momentum. And so then they're doing more than just their little Savvy Women Invest on Purpose events. Now they're doing videos. Now they're doing webinars. Now they're doing podcasts. And it's all because of the momentum created because they cared about women and put women first. It's amazing.
You just talked about momentum. So what I'm hearing you say is, Adri, this doesn't happen overnight?
No. Well, let me take that back. The minute an advisor starts to share their story and their compelling message, immediately they come back and they go, oh my God, this works. Right? You know how advisors are in these networking groups where they get to stand up and do a 1 minute thing? Okay. The minute they can use their compelling message or they can use their story. And every time somebody comes up and says, oh my God, I've known you for 5 years and I never knew you did this. You need to talk to my mother. It's that fast. But again, like I'm doing a webinar this month on, you know, why seminars or events are the most powerful tool for women. People, advisors think it's how many, what they call butts in the seat. That's not it. That's not it. It's validating that you are committed to women. It's hosting an intimate event where the women do all the talking, not you. The more these women talk and share their stories, the more brilliant you are. So everything you do in marketing is about your tribe. It's not about you. And in their bio, oh my God, talk about the most boring things. Their bios now are their story, why they care about women, and then underneath they just list their certifications. People don't care about your certifications. They only go to your certifications when they want to validate they're doing their due diligence, but they love you first. And that's women.
There's so much there that you just said. I'm trying to figure out where I want to. How do you? So here's the secret marketing gift besides all of the other gifts that you've given. I want to really hone down on one. Let's say you're going to do that intimate event. How do you get the women in the room to start sharing?
So it's a very different style, right? I talked about how it's no longer about prospecting, selling, closing. It's about building relationships, inspiring and motivating, right? Well, there's a huge paradigm shift behind events for women. Huge. It's no longer this dog and pony show. I talk, you listen, then ask questions, right? So our job with women clients is not to tell them what to do. It's to get them thinking for themselves. And so even like on my website, I have a seminar that I put together. And to be honest, I prefer to call them events, right? Because that's what I did. I had two events a month, every month, focused on women. And that's how I grew my business. So I have a presentation called Savvy Women Invest on Purpose. And the whole thing is interacting with them. It's taking them through a little exercise where they think about they had all the money in the world, $50 million, and they only had 5 years to use it, and they could only use it in three ways. How would they use it? Right? And then they share. And you say, who wants to share? Who wants to share? Who wants to share? I have them do when advisors are nervous about launching their new message and brand. I have them do a focus group. And the focus group is not just about building their confidence. There's only one or two people in this group that's going to be a client. The rest are women in the community they'd love to have as a client, but they don't want to sell them and stalk them. So they have the women in there and they start asking, how many of you are involved with the finances? On a scale of 1 to 10, what number would you give yourself in terms of financial confidence? And then you get them to answer, why? Why is it only a 5? What makes it a 7? What's preventing you from going to a 10? And it really is so easy to get them engaged and challenge them to think, and they will share with the world. And once they've shared all this intimate, you're in their inner circle. So it really is, and, you know, the concept of closing, yes, you need to have a process to move them. But you know that a third in this room will never become your client for one reason or another. A third will eventually become your client, and a third are ready now. So you create packages. Say, look, my job is to get you to move forward with your financial life. Some of you are all set. You got it covered. You got a great advisor. You love it. Some of you, and then you create, here's an option for plan B. Here's an option for plan A. But I want you to do something now to take charge and take control and move to the next step. That's motivating women. It's not saying this is the only way. And you know how financial advisors always say, well, we'll offer you a free consultation. You know, women don't know what does that mean, what are they going to do, and how long is it going to take? You know, there's a gentleman who was really into helping advisors focus on women. He ran a big RIA, and he called me into his office. And he brought me into this big boardroom with these big leather chairs. And he said, now tell me, how can I make a better environment for women? I said, well, first of all, remodel your lobby because it looks like a man. And men don't care about decor. Women do. And then don't bring me into a big boardroom and put me in a big leather chair. Convert one of your conference rooms to be beautiful. So a woman walks in and goes, oh, I love this. I love this. You know, it's funny. One of my clients was Pam Pickens, And I've been working with Pam for years, and she called me. Her dad was T. Boone Pickens. She worked at Smith Barney at the time, which eventually became Morgan Stanley. And she called me because they met with a family friend who had just sold a business, had $25,000. She and her two SEMA certified partners were going to make a presentation. The wife and the daughter showed up too. And at the very end of the presentation, the man said, "Well, I'm interviewing three other advisory teams. Why should I do business with you?" And all the advisors did was talk about their certifications, their years of experience, their expertise. And Pam knew right then we blew it. She said, "I should have said, because I was raised in an affluent family." She should have shared her story. And my objective is to make sure that your wife and your daughter are completely prepared so that if something happened to you, they wouldn't skip a beat. They could spend their energies mourning you or celebrating your life and not being fearful about, oh my God, are we going to run out of money? It's a powerful area.
It really is. And what great wisdom that you just shared with all of our top advisor marketing audience. I'm absolutely floored. I took a full page of notes.
I love that.
I have all sorts of, I mean, I have follow-up questions that I want to ask you that I'm going to have you back on the show for. Okay. If people want to reach out to you, which they're going to after listening to you, if they want to reach out to you and to hire you to help them brand, market, get their story, what is the best way for them to reach out?
The best way is go to www.femxadvisor.com. And we're in the process of shifting the brand, but there will always be a free webinar that we're offering. First step, sign up for the webinar. Learn more. And if the topic isn't to your focus or you're ready to start right now, there is an option to reach out to us and let's set up a strategy call and we'll figure out what is the best program. But what I love right now is that we've shifted the program. So it's funny because when we shifted this program, you would think that female advisors were naturally gifted at marketing to women. And they are. But the problem is that everything they've learned in this industry was not focused on women, right? And so many of the advisors now that come to me are female advisors. It doesn't matter if they're a $1 million producer or brand new. They know that there's something off. They could be having more fun. It could be more female friendly, but they've lost sight of what really inspires them. And so that's where I would just have them go to femexadvisor.com, reach out to us, sign up for a free webinar. We're all about giving you the tools.
And with that, Adri, thank you so much for your thought leadership today. We really, really appreciate it. This has been amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. And I will say, I have to admit, I listen to a lot of podcasts. This is probably one of the top three most professional, well-done, focused podcasts I hear on online today.
Wow.
So well done to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, we're going to make sure that we have the FemexAdvisor.com link into the website to make sure that you can click very easily to get through to see what you can do to hire Adri. She speaks, she coaches, she does webinars, sign up for some stuff, get on her mailing list. There's a couple of other tools that are on the site that are just absolutely amazing. Make sure you download those. And yeah, there's so much gold in this podcast. I don't even know where my beginning summary would be, with the exception of 51% of our population is women, 17% of our industry is women. We have a social responsibility to reach out, change the way that we market, not just because we need to market differently to women, because we need to market differently.
Yes.
70% of women, 70 to 80% of women will solely be responsible for their finances at some point in their life. And when asked, over 80% of them said they weren't prepared because nobody taught them what they needed to know. That is your job as financial advisors. You took some kind of oath somewhere about really helping people do better with their finances. You have to change the way you market. You have to change the way that you communicate, and you also have to be willing to open yourself up just a little bit and let people see what's inside of you and why you do what you do. So for Femex Advisor and for Adri and all of us at Top Advisor Marketing, if you have not subscribed to the podcast, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. And if you know somebody that needed to hear this, which I'm sure you'll have a whole bunch of people on your list that needed to hear this, please just click that share now button below. That way you can go ahead and share this with your other advisor friends and make sure that they are able to get this wisdom that we got from Adri Miller Heckman. So thank you very much, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.